The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
There are few times on social media that the world looks on and goes, oh my God, that's awful. And thankfully, we don't see an awful lot of these huge, big events that stop you in your track and you're looking at your phone and going, that's terrible. And I can't believe I'm seeing that so soon after it happened. I mean, the Boston bombing was one. And yesterday we had another that wasn't a bombing. But what an impactful visual of a tragedy unfolding in real time. The entire city of Beirut rocked by an explosion that appeared to be a small explosion at first, then became an awful lot bigger. Habib Bhatta is an independent journalist and the founder of BeirutReport.com, who's in Beirut. Habib, good morning to you. First of all, could you describe your own experience yesterday? Where were you when this explosion happened?
Hi. Well, I consider myself quite lucky because I was passing by the port area about 10 minutes before the explosions. I was on the highway, and a major highway runs right in front of the port. So a lot of cars got caught up in that. And I was I had just stopped a few kilometers from the port at a pharmacy, and I was trying to buy some goods. And I heard a thud, which was a distant thud, and I thought it was an airplane, like a sonic boom, because we have so many airplanes flying over Lebanon, warplanes. We've been bombed many times by Israel, so I thought it was that. So my eyes shot to the skies to scan the skies, didn't see anything, turned my face back to the pharmacist, and then boof, you know, my whole body just got pushed back, like, and I felt it in my bones. I mean, it just rattled your whole body, the shockwave. It sounded like the building that I was next, that was next to me, collapsed. It sounded so close, and you know, everybody felt that as well. Everybody felt that it happened to them, because this sound, this wave, just really reverberated over every surface in the blast area. So I just panicked. You know, my heart was in my throat, and I just jumped in my car and tried to race home. And people were driving erratically. People were outside. Everybody was outside of their houses wherever I looked. So it was a very traumatic experience and really a flashback to so many other bombs and wars that we've been through in this country.
Not only that, it was experienced in real time on video for even those of us who weren't there. We saw the impact, the rolling, first of all, the explosion, then the sound wave, then the blast that followed through. I mean, this was terrifying for an urban population that this happened in such close proximity. How does the city look this morning?
Well, the port area is just devastated, and all of the buildings around it. I mean, some people said that something like 200,000 people have lost their homes, or their homes are not livable because all of the windows have been blown out. You know, the real devastating thing is the port. The port is the lifeline of the country, and it's a small country that is reliant on imports. So that port is a key part of the economy, and the economy at this point in the country is taking a nosedive and collapsing. So it couldn't come at a worse time, and I don't know how it can be rebuilt. You know, a lot of money was invested to rebuild that port after the Civil War, and now there are many container ships heading for Lebanon that we don't know where they're going to go. We have some smaller ports, but again, they're not really that capable or that modern to unload container ships. And, you know, that's again, people are relying on those container ships just for food and wheat. We don't even have our own. We're not in any way self-sufficient in this country. So that whole area is devastated, and it's hard to imagine how it can be rebuilt. I'm talking about dozens of warehouses just flattened.
In the more immediate term, the care needs to be given to the thousands who were injured, and we still don't know how many people died. What is the latest death toll, and have we any indication of how many people were actually hurt yesterday?
Something like 4,000, and those aren't just scratches. I mean, some people lost limbs. I just heard a story of a man who was bleeding, and he couldn't stop the bleeding in his hand from the glass, and he died from that. I heard a story of a young girl who lost an arm. And on top of all of that, there were three hospitals in the vicinity of the port that were also destroyed. All the patients had to get out, and you know, already we're having a healthcare crisis in the country. because of we're having a hyperinflation in Lebanon, which means that 80% of the currency has lost 80% of its value. And that means that people have lost, you know, all money has lost 80% of its value. So that's enormously devastating. And people aren't able to pay for their healthcare costs. The hospitals aren't able to pay for the cost of medicine. And so to lose three hospitals at a time like this, when there's so many are overwhelmed with the COVID, there are very few intensive care beds in Lebanon. We just lost a lot of them.
And to finish, Habib, the cause of this, it would appear to have been a small explosion in one warehouse that then spread to another building where ammonium nitrate, fertilizer effectively, was being stored and not stored correctly. The cause of the accident, are we clear now that that was actually what happened? And is there a lot of suspicion around the scale and size of this explosion?
Yeah, I mean, it's only been a few hours, there haven't been any, you know, conclusive independent investigations, but this is what the government is saying, and it seems plausible enough. We've seen some photos of this warehouse, so people are just disputing that. Some believe that there is some foul play. Some believe, that some have said they heard planes. Some have had all kinds of theories that it was a missile from the Israelis, that there was a weapons depot there. But all this is just speculation. I think we should be very careful about jumping to conclusions, because in Lebanon you can jump to whatever conclusion suits your political leanings. And I think that that's also caused a lot of issue with the country actually moving forward, because it's always kind of torn in different directions depending on the very divided nature of the political landscape in the country. And that's also propped up by so many different Western and countries, and Iran and Saudi Arabia all trying to, you know, put influence in this country and fund different parties opposing each other. So, I mean, I think we have to be careful not to fall into that trap and wait for the results of the investigation.
Okay, Habib Batta, independent journalist in Beirut, thank you for joining us. The idea that it was this ammonium nitrate, it is the most logical thing that could have caused that explosion in the first place. I remember as a young fella going down to what was a factory for fertilizer in Cork Harbour at one point, and one of the kids who was on the tour with me asked what would happen if that exploded. And the answer we got didn't settle the nerves of a couple of kids, let's put it that way. So it is a very violent explosion from something like that, but incredible that we saw it happen so soon. It's almost incredulous. It's like you're watching a movie, not to mention the poor unfortunate people who are living through it in real time.